You're listening to Comedy Central.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
So in South Africa, one day, I met a guy, a guy from Pakistan, and he was the number one bootlegger of my DVDs in South Africa. And so I remember, like, literally people in the neighborhood told me. So I was eating at this place, eating at this halal restaurant, and the owner comes, and he's like, hey, Trevor, he's like, hey, man, you know, there's a guy, he's got, like, he sells all your DVDs. Then I was like, oh, cool, like, what, does he work at, like, a retailer? He's like, no, he sells them on the street. So I was like, okay. So you're telling me the guy's stealing my money, whatever, you know? Then he's like, yeah, no, but, you know, everybody got the DVD from him. So I'm like, well, thank you. He's like, yeah, even me, I got the DVD from him. So I'm like, well, thank you very much. This is great, you know? So I said to the guy who owns the store, I'm like, how would you feel if I came to your restaurant and, like, I took the food from someone else and now I'm eating it in your restaurant? He's like, no, I wouldn't allow that shit. I'm like, yeah, that's how it feels when you tell me you've got a bootleg DVD. Like, it's like, you shouldn't, like, bootleg my DVD. He's like, yeah, it doesn't matter. Do you want to meet the guy? So I'm like, all right, let me meet the guy. So the guy comes in. I'll never forget this. He's very chilled out. And so he's like, hello, how are you, Trevor? I'm like, hey, how you doing, man? I'm like, so you're the bootlegger? And he, like, looks around, like, almost like the cops are going to jump out. And then I'm like, no, man, it's just between you and me. Then he's like, yes. He's like, I sell all your DVD. So I was like, all right, can I ask you a question? How many have you sold? Then he's like, maybe 200,000-300,000. Jesus. I'm like, 300,000? I haven't sold 300,000 of my DVD. You've sold 300,000? He's like, yes, 300,000, whatever. And then he, like, shows me from the catalog. He opens the book and he shows me the DVD. Now, what he did was he took, like, my pictures from, like random photo shoots I'd done, like, just horrible pictures that I hate. Yeah, and then, like, he changed the cover of my DVD, like, my cover art. So now I'm like, yo, it's bad enough that you're bootlegging. I'm trying to build, like, a brand here. Why are you changing the image? And so then he's like, no, this image, this photo, much better, people prefer. Then I'm like, yeah, but it's not the DVD. He says, no, I try your picture, people don't like. I put this picture, everybody enjoys it. You should change your picture. So I'm like, I'm not going to change my picture to go the bootlegger's way. I'm not going to do that. And so literally the guy, like, he took the thing, bootlegged. And then he's just like, yeah. And so what he would do is he would take the same DVD and every few months would change the picture. And then people would buy the same DVD again, the bootleg, because it would have a new picture. Wow. Yeah, and he was just like, I don't know why you don't do that. I was like, because that seems like fraud, man.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.